So, fiddle me this. It's been said that baseball is America's favorite pastime, and that it's tough to argue. Baseball should hold a place in the heart of every American. So should fiddling. Since its arrival on this side of the pond, fiddle music has been passed down mother to son, friend to foe, south to north, east to west, and every nook and cranny along the way. Tunes take on new meanings, new names, new feels from person to person. Shaped by local community and purpose and region, fiddle music truly captures the spirit of a people. Across America, we can hear this tradition. I'm JT, and these are some of today's fiddlers playing their tunes and sharing tales. Welcome to Fiddle Me This.
Headed back to Boston, gotta catch that gal before she leaves. Leaving on that train, headed out of town. Her blue eyes and her brown hair, she's the sweetest thing you ever did meet. Have to take it for my own back in Boston town.
Would you believe today's guest moved to Portland, Oregon, all the way from the wilds of Kentucky, just to be on Fiddle Me This? We met for the first time years ago in Northeast Oklahoma at one of Janet Jay's fantastic fiddle festivals. At the time, he was only 14 or maybe 15 and just ate up with fiddling. Learning everything he could from everyone he could pretty much summed up his life, and in many ways still does. Since then, he has amassed a long list of state and national titles, including Kentucky, Alabama, Tennessee, Ohio, Oregon, and the competitive junior division at the National Old Time Fiddle Championships in Weezer, Idaho. He now holds a bachelor's degree in music from Belmont University, but his enthusiasm for fiddling has not changed. We've played pubs, coffee shops, house concerts, square dances, and honky-tonks all over the Pacific Northwest in the last few years. He's an old buddy of mine, and I can't wait for you to hear his fiddling. Meet fiddling Doug Fleener.
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
Not too much. How about yourself?
Oh, just picking and grinning.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Play another tune.
Heck yes, I do.
You call that one?
Well, it's pretty close. Big John McNeil, that one's called.
Where'd you pick that one up?
Oh gosh, I found it in a book. I taught it to a student a long time ago.
Yeah,
I believe it was Tony Ludeker's book.
Okay,
he has some great ones. Great fiddle player too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's from Spokane.
Yeah.
You're from Kentucky.
Indeed.
That's a fur piece from home.
Yeah, well, fiddle contests have a way of bringing fiddle players together from all over.
Yeah.
Indeed they do.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Playing that fiddle there.
Goodness. I must have been 11 when I actually picked it up.
Uh-huh.
Started on the viola and orchestra.
How about that?
Indeed, indeed. Good old small town orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad we have it, too. It's wild how many fiddlers have come out of that little community just because of an orchestra started there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A lot of them come from that community ups. Down there. Litchfield, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's self-proclaimed, but it's called the fiddle capital of the world.
Hot dang.
Yeah, there's probably been, there's just generations of fiddlers keep coming out of there. There's like bursts of like four of them at a time, it seems. And there back when Jimmy Mattingly was coming through, he came through right after Mark Ralph and Ed Carnes and a couple other guys from the area that were really noted fiddle players.
Yeah.
You know, and
what kind of tunes did they inspire you to play down there?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's a lot of bluegrass in the local jams. But then when you'd get out to the fiddle contests with them, they'd be playing all fiddle contest tunes.
Uh-huh.
And I really, just the fiddle contest tunes really caught my attention there.
Why is that?
I have a lot of drive and a lot of energy, and you know it's the most exemplary of the fiddle, because it's a fiddle contest, you know, so it's just the epitome of what a fiddle player can do in a sense, and sound really polished and fun to listen to and attention grabbing, but at the same time tasteful.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the fiddle contests have evolved from, you know, the dance music and the dance halls into, well, our region has the best fiddle players around, and we're going to prove it to you. We're going to host a fiddle contest and have everybody from all around the state, you know, come in and pull them in with prize money.
Yeah.
You know, and
the pride of Litchfield, Doug Flynn, right?
Yeah.
Well, play us one of them tunes.
Heck yeah. Let's play Snowbird in the Ash Bank.
bird in the ash bank. Where's that come from? Where'd you pick that up?
Gosh, that's an old Texas tune, I believe. I'm not actually sure of the origin of the tune, but I picked it up from some Texas fiddle players. That's for sure. West Westmoreland taught that to me, and I've heard people such as Matt Hart play that one a lot, and I think Benny Thomason is one of the oldest recordings that I've heard of that tune. And they're all, they're all really like some of my favorite fiddle players, and I've picked and choose from each of them and you know, stolen some of their stuff.
That seems to be what everybody says. They pick and choose.
Yep.
Pick what they're feeling.
Indeed. And then throw some of my own stuff in there too, you know.
Well, what inspires you? What inspired you when you was a kid to come up there and play fiddle? And what still inspires you?
Well, I think when I listen to a fiddle player and then the rhythm's just right on, and you know, them and the guitar players are feeling it together, and just like really getting after the tune and having fun, there is just something about that. That I'm drawn to it, and I want to listen to them.
Yeah,
you know, and like a great fiddle player and a great group of guitar players can keep my attention for hours.
It moves you, huh?
It does.
Yeah,
it does. Oh, there's something about that kind of fun, you know.
There sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a long way from home now. What brought you out to the West
Indeed.
Coast?
Oh my. Well, originally an ex-girlfriend of mine. I think that's often the story when a guy moves pretty far away from home. But, I moved from Nashville, Tennessee after college right out to Eugene, Oregon for my first trip to the West Coast a while back. I fell in love with the place, you know, and
out
of love with the girl and, yeah. You know, love the music out here and the vibes. And
it sounds like a tune.
Yeah. Right.
Well, play us another tune. What are you feeling like playing?
Well, let's see. Let's play Forked Deer.
Fiddle Me This was funded in part by Bubbaville, a nonprofit dedicated to the educational and cultural enrichment of the Portland metro region through traditional music and dance. A staple on the West Coast, the Portland Old Time Gathering has been going for more than 20 years and brings national and regional American traditional musicians together. Go to bubbaguitar.com for more information. Thanks, Bubbaville, for sponsoring Fiddle Me This.
Howdy, friends. JT here from Fiddle Me This. We've got some special news today. Some of you who are on the email list or follow on Instagram or Facebook may have already heard. We're doing t-shirts, a limited release special edition to commemorate our collaboration. It's the Podlin Productions and Vita Joe Records Fiddle Me This short sleeve t-shirt, and it's perfect for wearing to jams, grocery stores, or around town to share your love for the Fiddlin' Squatch. Visit podlin.productions/newshirts/presale. But don't worry, the link will be available on our Facebook and Instagram pages, as well as our email list. This is a limited edition shirt, and they're going faster than the Fiddlin' Squatch can play Orange Blossom Special. And I know you know what that means. So head on over to podlin.productions and order your shirt today.
You play this old tune that you learned from you said you learned it from Daniel Carwile. But it's a J.T. Perkins tune, is that right?
I know a few of those.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, what would you... Would
two,
you,
I believe.
Yeah, two. What's the other one?
Fooling Around.
Fooling Around.
Is another J.T. Perkins tune.
And Dog Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel like playing one of those?
Let's do.
Tell us about J.T.
Well, J.T., I'm not sure where he was originally from, but I knew he was a... well known for playing in the fiddle contests of Alabama.
Okay.
And for kicking butt.
Uh-huh.
And
well, there used to be some YouTube videos of him floating around, but he was old, long time ago.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen those, but I have an old CD of his, and his waltzes, gosh, they'll make you cry, you know. He really has some like wisdom in the way he plays them, you know. It's just you feel the emotion that comes with it. It's beautiful. And his breakdowns and tunes of choice were really inventive and always, like, very refreshing. Very refreshing stuff.
Refreshing, that's what I'd call it for sure. Especially that Dog Hill that I know I've heard you play. I don't know the other one, but...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I've heard it or not, but...
It is cool. He figured out how to write tunes that were just different enough that they're, you know, that you're like, wow, how did you write that? You know, because they're just different enough that it's like, wow, you know, that's a neat one.
Well, do you feel like playing that Dog Hill?
Let's do.
Is this for anybody? If you're out there walking your dog or playing with your dog or thinking about getting a dog, or if you hate dogs, this is the Dog Hill by J.T. Perkins from Alabama. You know,
for all your dog needs.
You know what they say about hills? It's always uphill until it's not.
And then you know you've made it.
Then you. That's a cool old tune.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, you feeling like playing some more tunes, something else? You got anything you'd like to share with us?
Well, did you remember that Gene's Waltz? Do you remember that one?
Oh, let's try that.
The B flat to be diminished in that B part. And then, yeah. Well, this one. Yeah, you're getting it already. Well, this one, I got this one from a buddy of mine from the South who did fiddle contests, and he taught lessons to a whole lot of the kids that were just a little older than me, and but he pulled this song from the Life of Miss Jean Brody or something. It was a movie from like the 60s.
Oh wow.
And it just became an instant hit in the fiddle contest world because it's so pretty. And well, I just have to give him credit for this one, Joel Whittinghill, for transposing this onto the fiddle and making it a fiddle contest tune. But I've been playing it, from the time I was 17 or so in fiddle contests. Gene's Waltz from the Life of Miss Jean Brody.
Oh, that sure is pretty, Mr. Feliner.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for listening to Fiddle Me This. Thanks to Fiddlin' Doug Feliner for stopping by today to share his music and stories. Visit podlin.productions/fiddlemethis for more links to Doug's music, as well as the rest of our guests.
Did something in this episode move you? Leave us a review or comment. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook for more behind-the-scenes content. This has been a Podland production in association with Vita Joe Records and Bubbaville. I'm JT. We'll be back next week with another episode of Fiddle Me This. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Podland Productions production, recorded at Downstairs Studio in Portland, Oregon. For more information on Podland and for more Podland podcasts, go to podland.productions. While you're there, subscribe to the email newsletter for sneak peeks, giveaways, and more. Thanks for listening.
Podland Productions.